fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning, it's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Baltimore Jewish Council is thanking everyone who took part in Sunday morning's march for the Israeli hostages and the victims of the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder. More than 450 people took part in the march along Park Heights Avenue, including members of the Baltimore area Jewish community, allies, community leaders, law enforcement, and elected leaders. Run for Their Lives, Baltimore is part of an international campaign that marches weekly in solidarity with the Gaza hostages. Co-organizer Julie August says the fear of an attack has not cowered people and has not stopped them from supporting the community and the hostages. Maryland State Police are investigating a deadly five-vehicle crash that involved a trooper in Howard County. The crash happened at around 2 a.m. Sunday on southbound 95 near Route 100 when a Jeep struck the trooper's patrol car, which was on the left shoulder of the roadway. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast, where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A disappointing end to a winnable series.
Here, bottom of the eighth inning, Max Muncy leads off. And launches one deep to left. You can kiss that ball. Goodbye.
Call courtesy of A's TV in Sacramento. Muncy's solo shot was the nail in the coffin as the Birds dropped 2 of 3 to the Athletics. 5-1 the final yesterday, concluding what was otherwise a successful 4-2 road trip. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked if he thought the O's performance yesterday was just a flat performance at the end of a road trip.
No, to me, that's not the story. The story is just left-handed pitching again, right? Like, left-handed pitching got us. We got to figure it out.
The Orioles are now 3-12 against lefty starters this season, 23-26 in all other games. The NASCAR Cup Series now has 2 drivers with 3 wins. Kyle Larson, and now...
here comes Denny Hamlin. 3rd win of the year. Gonna come at Michigan. Number 11 delivers.
Call on Prime. Joe Gibbs Racing. Denny Hamlin takes the Firekeepers Casino 400 after a late battle with William Byron at the Michigan International Speedway. Coming up in 30 minutes, John Gruden loves the Ravens. And that is Stein on Sports. Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
At 11:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be warmer for your Monday afternoon. Look for highs mainly in the low to mid 80s under mostly cloudy skies, some pockets of sunshine. Showers roll in late tonight and again into Tuesday as our next weather maker arrives. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 71 degrees in Bel Air, 74 in Halethorpe and 74 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. So happy to be back. Happy Monday to all of you. I can tell school's out because the traffic wasn't too bad this morning. You know, you get the little critters off the road. That also helps. But hopefully you guys will survive the summer. Trust me, I know what it's like to have to be at your house with your own kids for months at a time for, you know, the entire day and night. That's tough stuff. All right, if you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We talked about the L.A. fires. We talked about Elon and President Trump and the little spat that they had over the weekend. And we also talked about Kilmer Abrego Garcia. Yes, he's not in Maryland, but he is in Tennessee. You know, Senator Chris Van Hollen, if he wants to go down to Broadway, he could definitely get a drink with Kilmer down there. Now, I don't know if Kilmer could show up because apparently he's being charged with, human trafficking and drug trafficking. I mean, if you look at the charges, just take a look what Pam Bondi put out there. This guy is never getting out of jail. I said, wait a minute. What? Even in El Salvador, I thought maybe he had a chance. You know what I mean? He had a chance. Because I think that CECOT or whatever they call that down there with all these like very violent criminals, I think it's going to get to a point where, you know, they're going to be inundated. It's going to be filled to the top. And there will be people like Kilmer Abrego Garcia who they probably will like, all right, well, you know, he didn't kill anyone. He didn't do that. You know, just let him out. He can stay in El Salvador. Let him out. At this point, though, if what these charges are, as far as human drug trafficking, if this stuff is true and this plays out in court, I would guess he would be sentenced to life. So, again, be careful what you wish for. I did want to note, because I did ask Brian, the producer here, if he ended up tuning into the Belmont. I saw it because I was at a marina over the weekend. And you know what? I got to look up the name of the marina. Right there off of Eastern Avenue, they had like a kickoff party. There's a ton of boats out there. Oh, man, there were some big ones, too. Some nice 60-footers. Do I sound like an old person? I think I'm old, right? Because I like boats. I like golf. I'm old. It's hitting me like a ton of bricks. Anyways, we watched it there. Of course, there were a lot of people weighing in and, you know, gambling on the race. But I saw that Sovereignty won the Belmont. And so, you know, I got mad. I got upset. Because I said before, Sovereignty, after Sovereignty won the Kentucky Derby, Sovereignty should have took their little butt up here to run in the Preakness. I think that it should be mandatory. If you're in the races, I know many of you don't agree with me because we had this discussion, but if you're in the race, I think that you should have to go for the Triple Crown. I really do. And look, journalism showed up to all three. Now, journalism did not win very close. Journalism did win in the Preakness. Journalism was pretty close there at the Kentucky Derby. I think Sovereignty, I know many of you said, oh, you know, the horse needs time off. Well, how come journalism didn't need time off? Because he's not a winner? Is that what you're going to say to me? Well, anyways, I don't know. I wasn't too excited about it. And I'd be interested to see the ratings on the Belmont. I think a lot of people didn't tune in. I really do. Because it takes away from it. If you had Sovereignty win at the Kentucky Derby and then Preakness, you would have so many people watching the Belmont. Because you're like, oh, is Sovereignty going to pull through? Right? But you didn't have that excitement this time around. So it was just kind of like, eh, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Anyways, congratulations, Sovereignty, I guess. Congratulations to you. Also, Cardi B, did you guys see this? Cardi B was at the University of Maryland this weekend. So apparently she's dating this football player, Stephon Diggs. And is he from PG County? I don't even know. But she was there, and I saw the picture because I follow Mike Locksley. I think I told you guys, once upon a time, I was the babysitter for the Locksley family when they lived in Fort Washington, because he was at University of Maryland before, not as the head coach. But I saw the picture of him and Cardi B together, and I was like, oh, no way. And so she was there because they now have this summer camp for kids. Stephon Diggs wants to make sure that, you know, he pays it forward. And so he's got this summer camp where all these kids can come in and, you know, they're there on the Terps field. It was cute. And I was happy to see that she was not dressed. What's the right term here? I was happy to see that she was fully covered. She was fully covered there. And there were a lot of kids, like I said, that were out there excited to meet her and Stephon Diggs. So congratulations to Cardi B and Stephon for going out there and working with the community and doing the right thing. Let's see, I've got April in Baltimore. April, did you want to weigh in on the Belmont?
Yeah, I did. Mr. Mott, who I was a big fan of up until recently, his way of dissing our race really put him on my merit list. The Preakness is all about finesse. The Derby is a cattle call, and the Belmont used to be about endurance. Now that it's at Saratoga, it is a much shorter race. Oh, it is no comparison to what other horses have had to face. So although nothing against the horse Sovereignty, he's just a wonderful animal. But his trainer in saying, ooh, I never even thought about going to the Preakness. He knew his horse wasn't up to it. And although he beat Journalism in the Belmont, it's a much shorter race. And he beat him by 3 lengths. He basically beat a horse that has been racing for the last month and a half.
Right.
I mean, big deal. So I don't think the Preakness needs the Derby winner to run it, because we are an exceptional, wonderful race, and every trainer who comes to Pimlico, except for Mr. Mott, says that it is the fun race, that we're the race that everybody looks forward to, because we know how to treat people here in Baltimore. We are Hospitality Incorporated. People have written books about going from the Derby and, whoa, coming to Baltimore and just being overwhelmed by our kindness and consideration. So, Mr. Mott, maybe he's just not in with the in crowd of Baffert and Lucas and McPeak, because these men all know the value of racing in the Preakness. Mr. Mott has to do a lot to repair the damage that he has done in dissing our race. And they all are a bunch of sheep. If this guy skips the Preakness, others will skip the Preakness. And he has not done us any favors. This is why I'm not real happy. You can tell I'm a little upset about this. We'll see how the future pans out, but with the new Pimlico. But Mr. Mott has a lot to answer for. His own jockey was more gracious than he himself. He could take lessons from Junior Alvarado on how to make a speech in public.
Yeah. Well, April.
Thanks for letting me say that.
No, I think a lot of people feel the same way. April, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Look, April's all in it. She's in it more than I am. But that is kind of how I felt about it. I was just kind of like, and I'm not going to sit here and say the Baltimore is the best and all this other stuff. But you do see a difference in the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness and the Belmont. You do. You do see a difference. Here, and maybe because, I have the bird's eye view, because it's everywhere, right? It's everywhere you turn on the TV. It's like, oh, the Preakness is this week. And, the Black Eyed Susan. I feel like we know how to party. Does anybody else feel that way? Like, we do. We know how to party. And I don't know. And I also want the Triple Crown. That's what I want to see. All right, speaking of Baltimore, there was more violence in Fells Point over the weekend, and even the days in which I was absent here at WCBM. We see this happen every summer. We really do. And hats off to Fox 45. I know they probably get tired of going over to Fells Point, Federal Hill, and all these areas and asking them, asking the residents and the business owners, like, how do you feel about all this? You've got to get tired of it. Because, at some point in time, it's like you've got to connect the dots. The people that you are voting in office, they're not going to handle this. And I don't know what you're waiting for as far as them to handle it. And I even said the same thing about, remember Ryan Coleman at the NAACP in Randallstown? And he kept supporting Johnny Olszewski. And I thought it was weird. It's like, okay, you can like Johnny if he's a friend of yours, that's fine. But I thought it was weird because he kept doing all these interviews saying, juveniles are out of control, the crime is out of control, you've got illegal immigrants staying in some of these hotels. I think that human trafficking is going on in some of these hotels. And like everything that he kept complaining about, it was under Johnny Olszewski's purview. Like, he could have done something about it. And I'm like, wait a minute. You're complaining about this while supporting the guy? Like, I don't think he's, a man with a low IQ. I don't think that about Ryan Coleman. I couldn't put it together. I was thinking, wait a minute. Well, why would you support the guy that has you on the news crying and complaining every week? It's bizarre. Well, same thing at Fells Point. Look, you guys just voted for this new councilman. And it's not, you couldn't have known that he was going to do anything different from, say, Zeke Cohen. You couldn't have known that. Or you couldn't have known that, you had to know that he wasn't going to do anything different. Zeke Cohen supported him through and through. You know, they were knocking doors together. And you were already upset with Zeke Cohen. So why on earth would you then elect the guy that he endorsed? I don't want to call them stupid, but I don't know how else to describe it. I don't know. Take a listen.
Fells Point residents are wanting action from their leaders after what they call an escalating breakdown of public safety.
There's a lot of pleas from the local business people and families to increase security, and I don't see a lot of it.
One resident who's been a repeat victim of crime sending her frustrations and demands directly to her city council member in hopes that things will change.
In Fells Point recently.
It makes me very angry and sad.
A sense of anger and disappointment from residents aimed at city leaders.
I'd like them to acknowledge it more and not turn a blind eye or make up an excuse or put out that there's less crime. That is a false reality, I believe.
Another resident who doesn't believe crime in Fells is down. This resident, seen in this surveillance video, she was assaulted and her husband robbed in front of their Fells Point home. She sent a very lengthy email to her council member, Mark Parker of District 1. It begins with, "I was the woman whose hair was set on fire by juveniles in front of my home. That traumatic event, while horrifying in its own right, is sadly not isolated." The letter goes on to say, "There is a, quote, breakdown of public safety and quality of life in the area, like noise violations."
It's getting worse. You see the motorcycles in the street constantly, packs of them, 6, 7, 8, just disrupts traffic. It makes life uncomfortable.
And it's not just residents sounding the alarm.
Over and over again, the same thing is going to keep on happening.
Business owners are speaking out after an early Friday morning shooting.
This happened at 3:30 in the morning.
An 18-year-old and a 20-year-old were shot shortly after a fight near the square.
Took aim at the male and female at the location and ran for this location after he fired a couple of rounds.
Bria Woods' boutique was struck by one of the bullets.
I was just thinking, God forbid, we had went out in this area that night, last night. It was just terrifying to think that you can walk into a scary situation and you might not make it out.
That shooting comes just months after these shots ring out, just a block away. In that shooting, a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old were shot.
All right. So, yes, there's a lot going on. A lot going on at Fells Point. Also, you know, we talked about Federal Hill, but it's like, you know, the more you hear from these constituents, shout out to Vincent Hill at Fox 45 for, you know, always going in and getting some of their perspectives. But the more you hear about, you know, some of the things that they say, it's like they're like, oh, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful they'll look at my strongly worded email, and I'm hopeful. Really? And that's what I said before. That's why I don't talk a ton about Baltimore City violence like I used to, because I don't. It's hard for me to have any pity for these people, and I don't want to be too. Gosh, what's the word here? I don't want to be too flippant on the matter. I just don't. I don't. And it's not that I don't care. I do care. Because there are a lot of innocent people caught up in this, and I'm sure there are some people that do vote differently, right? Just like anywhere else. But if you have the majority of these people living this and complaining, I think another big one over the weekend was the dirt bikes. There was a big complaint on that. We'll probably end up talking about that tomorrow. It's like, but if you're living this every single day and your business is not thriving, or you've got things going on right outside of your house that, you know, makes you take caution when you walk out your front door, you know, at some point you got to say, let's get somebody else in there. Let's do something different. To actually vote in Zeke Cohen's endorsed candidate, knowing that Zeke Cohen took the first district, you know, down to the bottom floor of hell. Like, it's like, what were you thinking? And now he's been promoted to city council president. I mean, so he was on the same ballot. Did you vote for him to go to City Hall? Well, he's already at City Hall, but to go to the Board of Estimates meetings? I mean, is that what you did? I don't want to seem heartless, but it's hard for me to have a heart in this situation. Also, real quick, and if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. MDOT, Maryland Department of Transportation, they put out a warning. I just wanted to tell you about this real quick because I almost got scammed. I did. You know, I tell you guys all the time, I got a problem with speeding. Don't tell anybody else, okay? Don't tell. But I do. I've got kind of like, you know, a lead foot, just a little bit. Well, anyways, I get speeding, you know, camera tickets all the time. So I always just open them and just pay them. I know it's costing me a ton of money. I could probably have like a, you know, Mercedes by now or something. Anyways, I didn't really, you know, pay much attention to it. But then I got these text messages and it was saying, oh, you owe this money. This ticket's overdue. And I was thinking, really? Because I, you know, I stick on top of it. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So I'm like, all right, well, let me go follow the link. I mean, it's not like they don't have my information. I get tickets all the time. So I follow the link, and the only way I knew that this was fake, because it looked exactly like the MDOT website, everything. The only way I knew it was fake is because the ticket price. They said the ticket, the money that I owed, it was $60.99. There's no 99 cents on any ticket. I paid them all. I mean... So that's the only way I knew. So I went online on X, and MDOT, sure enough, has a warning to everybody. Just so you guys know, there are scammers out there sending out text messages saying that you have an overdue ticket and that you need to pay it through the link. They almost got me, but they put the 99 cents on it. I would have paid it otherwise. I wouldn't even thought about it. I would have been like, probably mine. Anyways, just wanted to tell you about it. We'll talk more coming up next.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There's the inclination, Sean, of saying you're not moving it in a direction in the pure MAGA people want to move it.
President Trump was elected with 77 million votes. His agenda is what needs to be moved forward. His agenda is the MAGA agenda. It is the America First agenda. So if you're working at odds against the President of the United States, he's the one that the people of this country elected. So if you're working against that, then what good are you?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
All right, we're talking about Fells Point because while I was away Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Fells Point saw some shootings. And like I said before, I feel bad for those that do vote differently. I do feel bad for those that didn't sign up for it, but it's like you can only feel but so bad. I mean, it's just kind of like, come on, guys. It's not that big of an area. You guys can't come together and vote for a Republican. Come on. I've got Alan in Dundalk. Alan, what say you?
Good morning. Good morning, Kim. Happy morning. Monday.
Yep.
Kim, we've been talking a long time, and we've been journaling the flaws of Maryland policies, the flaws of Maryland politics, Baltimore County, the problems we have in Baltimore City. We've been journaling it perfectly. What's going wrong?
That's the question. What is it? It's got to be the people.
Okay, here you go. It's called accountability. Accountability. Now, to give some background, Governor Moore spent $8.5 billion in less than 2 years. The households in Maryland are 2.34 million households, which means every household just got attacked for $36,000. Each household. Do the math.
Yeah.
Now listen to me carefully. If you're making $200,000, $300,000, $350,000, you won't feel it. But if you're making $60,000 like the average household is, that's half a year's salary in taxes that you now have to pay to make up for their mistakes.
Yeah. Yep.
So I tell you what, it's time for accountability. I'm going to start a grassroots effort, a petition, recall petition. We can call it the Oops Bill. We can call it the Never More. We can call it No More. We can call it anything you want. I don't care. But the deal is, I was talking to Danny Madoff this Saturday, and he's on board. I've been talking to Pat McDonough. I've been talking to Councilman Metzer. The one thing that will not happen in any legislative body in the state of Maryland or any legislative body in the county or the city, this bill would never, never, never even get a hearing. So it must be a grassroots petition. Now, a lot of people are saying, how are you going to get that many people? I'll tell you a little story. In Dundalk, we have over 150,000 residents. We're the seventh largest unincorporated city in the United States. In Middle River, you have what, 75,000? Essex, you have another 75,000? That's over 200,000 people. I have a feeling a petition, if it were properly managed, and the word got out that this is a recall for elected officials that quite literally used to leave the money on the nightstand.
Yeah, I gotta take a break here, Alan, but if you could get that petition out and tag us, we will definitely share it. I appreciate you. I hope that you have a great week. It says Middle River population, about 31,000. We'll talk more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Downtown Los Angeles declared an unlawful assembly area by police following the weekend riots, prompted by a series of raids by ICE, whose agents were enforcing federal immigration law. A turmoil prompted President Trump to deploy the National Guard, something that California Governor Gavin Newsom says is unlawful. President Trump's budget and spending priorities taking center stage this week on Capitol Hill in both the House and the Senate. Coast Guard search underway after a plane that was carrying six people crashed in the Pacific off San Diego. And there's word that Tropical Storm Barbara has now strengthened into a hurricane off the western coast of Mexico. Watching Wall Street right now, the Dow trading about 103 points lower. The NASDAQ is up 51 points. The S&P better by 1 point. More details, srnnews.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds with a day off today after a disappointing series against the Athletics. Now they'll face the best team in baseball. Tigers come to town tomorrow night at 43-24 after taking 2 of 3 from the Cubs. Here's manager Mancelino on what's important now for Baltimore.
I think for us, the biggest thing right now is probably solving the left-handed pitching, which, again, there's some solutions coming in the pipeline that's going to help us out a lot, and we're aware of that.
In the pipeline are Jordan Westberg, expected back tomorrow night, Mountcastle and Tyler O'Neill also in that pipeline. The NFL's most interesting side hustle, the one involving Derrick Henry and the water boy, is now official.
Yo, Derrick, I just woke up. You know that. That's why I look disgusting, on top of the fact that I am disgusting. But I love you. Congrats on everything, baby. 2,000 yards plus this year gets you not only in the movie, but we have a nice dinner together and talk about Dan Patrick's facial hair and how hard it is for him to grow it.
Offer made by Adam Sandler, accepted by Derrick Henry. And finally, prepare to get your feathers ruffled. Former Orioles slugger Chris Davis is back in baseball. The 39-year-old now coaching at Liberty Christian High School in Argyle, Texas. Here's the feather ruffling part. The Orioles are paying Chris Davis $9.16 million in deferred payments as he does this. He will also receive $3.5 million annually starting next year to 2032, $1.4 million annually from 2033 to 2037. Coming up in 30 minutes, a thrilling finish at NASCAR. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Look for temperatures in the low to mid 80s with a mix of clouds and sun as we head into your Monday afternoon. Tracking a few showers rolling in Monday night. Tuesday morning's going to be wet to start, and then we'll have the potential for some isolated thunderstorms by Tuesday afternoon. Drier and much warmer with our first 90-degree day on the way later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wondering what a personal message with your credit card number has in common with way too many pictures of your dog? Well, they're both private. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, be aware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. See site for additional facts.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, My Account, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, you're going to get into this tweet exchange. I guess you still call them tweets on X now that it's not Twitter. I really wish Elon would focus on changing the name back. I hate calling it X. I really do. Anyways, we'll get into that in just a minute. But I was talking earlier about the MDOT scam. Yes, the Maryland Transportation Department, they've actually put out a post saying do not fall for it. But there are scammers sending out text messages saying that you have a past due speeding ticket. And, of course, I get speeding tickets so often, I didn't even think twice about it. I was thinking, all right, well, let me get this taken care of. I can't believe I missed it. You know? And I almost paid it, but because of the price of the ticket, I thought, wait a minute, there's never been a ticket that had, like, you know, the price or the, you know, say $120 or whatever and 99 cents. That was the giveaway for me because it was like 99 cents since when? And that's how I found out that it was fake. But I got Paul in Parkville. Paul, is there another way to find out if I'm being scammed?
Yeah. Hi. I love your show.
Hi. Thank you.
And, if you look at the address, who it's coming from, a lot of times there'll be a name or just a really weird chain of letters, characters, whatever, in the address itself. And that's a good way to tell. I mean, if it's truly coming from MDOT, it's going to have MDOT in that address and look official. A lot of times you can kind of tell just by the address.
Yeah. No, Paul, and that's a good one. I guess I was going, because it was a text. I was going so fast. I just immediately clicked the link, and then the website, it looked exactly like they used the same template. It looked exactly like their website. And then, so I was honestly, because I wasn't paying too much attention, but you're right, you got to pay attention on these things. I almost paid it. And it was wild. But thank you, Paul. You're right. You got to look at the address. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it does. I guess for me, and maybe many of you are not like me, but for me, I get them so often that I thought I just missed one. And I was like, oh, man, let me pay this. That's silly. Or you know what? I need to stop speeding. That's a good way to get around it, too. I can do that. All right. Simone Biles, Riley Gaines, who do you got in a fight? No, I'm just kidding. They were on X, and they were going back and forth. And Simone Biles really kind of started it because Riley Gaines, and I will say, and I like Simone Biles. This is what hurts my feelings. I like Simone Biles. I think that she is an amazing gymnast, an amazing athlete in general. I remember taking up for her because she was getting bullied online by black women, believe it or not. I'm sure you believe it. Black women were bullying her online because of her hair. And they kept saying, why doesn't she ever have her hair done? It's always sticking up all over the place. And I looked at it, I'm thinking, she's a gymnast. She's a gold medal, award-winning, time and time again, gymnast. And you think she's sitting around thinking about her hair? But you know what? That's how small some people's minds are. They're like, oh, well, she's going to be on a red carpet. She should have went to go see a hairdresser and da-da-da-da. So anyways, when all that happened, I actually was online. I was like, going after the trolls because I was so mad for her. I was like, she shouldn't have to deal with this, right? We should be absolutely proud of the fact that she's so great. And then the whole thing happened with Larry Nassar. Remember the doctor there for all the gymnasts? Turns out that he was a pedophile, an absolutely disgusting, vile human being. And he was doing all these things to these girls and, basically telling the parents and the coaches, it's just medicine and we got to make sure the gymnasts are good. And he was, doing all kinds of stuff. It was disgusting. I won't even mention it. Well, anyways, of course, I was very vocal about that because I was thinking, how dare this guy? And I hope that there are other athletes paying attention because I could see where somebody could get away with this. And a lot of the girls, if they're young, right, middle school, high school, perhaps they are confused on what the tests that they do and certain things that they do as doctors. Well, anyways, I had her back. And over the weekend, you had Riley Gaines, who was posting, as she always does, about, some of the biological men winning awards in female sports. And I guess there's this track athlete right now that everybody's looking in on because he or now she, whatever you want to call it, just won a ton of awards and will most likely get a scholarship opportunity. And of course, this is something that we've all discussed is whether or not these biological males are taking away, these really big opportunities for these female athletes. Well, anyways, Simone Biles basically came out against Riley Gaines on some of this stuff. And Riley Gaines had posted, it was the Minnesota State High School League. This had to do with softball. And Riley Gaines was posting about it because they actually turned their comments off because people were getting so upset with the fact that they had their star player was a guy, right? So they turned their comments off. Well, Simone Biles then reposted at Riley Gaines talking about the comments being turned off in Minnesota. This is what Simone Biles says. She goes, "You are truly sick, Riley Gaines. All of this campaigning because you lost a race. Straight up sore loser. You should be uplifting the trans community and perhaps finding a way to make sports inclusive or creating a new avenue where trans feel safe in sports. Maybe a transgender category in all sports, but instead you bully them. One thing is for sure, no one in sports is safe with you around. That's what Simone said to Riley. So then I'm thinking, well, do they have some personal beef? Because that seemed personal, right? So then you had Riley Gaines respond to her. She said, this is actually so disappointing. It's not my job or the job of any woman to figure out how to include men in our spaces. You can uplift men stealing championships in women's sports with your platform. Men don't belong in women's sports, and I say that with my full chest. Well, Riley was very hurt by this, and I could tell because she posted about it time and time and time again. She was really upset. And I even posted on there, and I said, you know, Simone, I hope you think this through. Obviously nothing, you know, in a rude way. I said, but just think, if you had Angel Reese, who a lot of, you know, black women love, Angel Reese, if she had to compete against somebody like LeBron James, I mean, there would be no competition. Angel Reese wouldn't have saw, you know, the light of day, let alone playing at LSU and then going off to the WNBA. And so that's all I said on that. But then Simone Biles then said back to Riley Gaines, you know, bully someone your own size, which would ironically be a man. And so then, of course, people are saying, so Simone, are you saying that men are stronger than women? So anyways, this went on and on. Simone did not say too much after that, but I could tell that Riley was hurt because Riley, she made all kind of videos over the weekend and she went on and on about it. And it was clear that she was taken back by the comments. Now, this feud between Riley and Simone, it ended up everywhere. And I will say, I was very happy to see this, very pleased. That's why I bring this to you. I will say that I went to go read the comments on some of the social media sites like the Shade Room, which is, you know, mostly all black website where they have like, you know, an Instagram account and all this. You had, for the majority of the comments, and there were thousands upon thousands of comments, most of those black people in the comment section sided with Riley Gaines. And I was like, thank you. Thank you. They didn't do the virtual signaling. They didn't do any of this stuff. And again, this is the winning message, even going into the midterms. You've got Democrats that are still supporting this whole situation with biological men and female sports. The other piece of this, Simone Biles said Riley Gaines should be looking for another avenue with trans athletes. Remember, they talked about this years ago. There isn't enough trans athletes to give them their own category. It's just not enough. Also, with the trans athletes, you got trans women and trans men that do not want to compete against each other. So it's not like you can just throw all the trans people into this one category because they object to that as well. So the thing is, and this is what I've said before, you might agree, might not agree. And if you want to text me the text line, you can. Don't forget, download the WCBM app. It's free in the App Store. You can text me right through right there, live in studio. If you want to call in and weigh in, you can, 410-WCBM-680. But here's what I feel about this situation. If you decide, and this is a life choice that you made, if you decide to transition, and then you decide that you want to play sports and you don't want to play against, you know, the biological gender in which you match with, then that's on you. Then don't play. Okay? That's how I feel about this. You want everybody to bend over backwards. You want all the special attention, all the special needs, because you made a choice. You made a choice where you took over years of time. You took hormonal pills. You may have gotten some surgeries. You went through all of these changes. It was your choice. And with that choice, I think you need to understand that you might not end up, if you're a trans woman, you might not end up in a woman's bathroom. You might not end up in a woman's locker room. And you might not end up on a woman's sports team. Because that's the choice you made. Okay? These are your poor life choices. And if you feel better as the opposite sex, fine. Then go about your day. I don't think we should have to try to include them in these sports. I don't think we should have to try to include them in the bathroom. This is what the fight was on Capitol Hill with Congresswoman Nancy Mace. And I guess it was the Congresswoman from Delaware, Sarah McBride. Sarah McBride is truly a male. Sarah McBride knew before running for Congress that they didn't have the situation where a biological man could be in the female's bathroom on Capitol Hill. You knew this going in. You still chose to run. I have no sympathy. Life is about choices. When you make a bad choice or you make a choice that makes your life more difficult, that's on you. It's not on me. And this is where I think the lines get blurred. Now, of course, at the start of Pride Month on June 1st, you had Congresswoman Nancy Mace. She posted out to the LGBT community. She said, hey, LGB, when are you dropping the T? Because that's another piece of this. A lot of lesbians, gays, and those that are bisexual, I don't know, and I would say that there must be a certain percentage that does not agree with this trans fight. And if that's the case, and I'm not telling the gay community what to do, obviously, but if you don't agree, and this part of that community, if they're being problematic for you and the advancement of your community in this country, I don't see why you wouldn't, you know, stand up and drop the T. I don't see why you wouldn't. Most people my age and younger, or even, you know, a little bit older, they're fine with gay marriage. They're fine with gay couples. Doesn't even shock me. I don't look twice. I could see two guys, you know, walking down the street holding hands. I don't care. That doesn't shock me. I'm happy that they're in love. Hopefully I find, you know, love like that. That's how I look at it. And I think there's many people that feel the same way. But with this whole trans thing, it's like you're trying to make people believe in this false reality because you have that false reality. And I'm not one to say that you are mentally ill or anything like that. I know many people do say that, but I'm not a doctor. What I'm going to say is I'm not going to judge you on that, but do not force your way of life on me and my, you know, fellow neighbors. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Anyways, I wanted to tell you about that argument. I also wanted to tell you about, did you hear about Malia Obama? Oh, I said it wrong. I can't call her Malia Obama anymore. Take a listen.
Michelle Obama, we love her. I love her.
Yeah.
I love Michelle. Anyway, she's weighing in on her daughter Malia's decision to drop the family last name as she starts a new career in filmmaking. Take a look.
You're trying to distinguish yourself. I mean, it is very important for my kids to feel like they've earned what they are getting in the world. And they don't want people to assume that they don't work hard, that they're just naturally just handed things. They're very sensitive to that. Malia, who started in film, I mean, her first project, she took off her last name.
So she's not using Obama.
Yeah.
But this was a decision that Patrick Schwarzenegger wrestled with when he started acting, and he talked about it with his father, Arnold, in a Variety interview. Watch this clip.
There were times earlier in my career where I was wondering, you know, does it make sense to go under some sort of alias? Does it make sense to go under a, you know, a different name? Do I just use Schwarzenegger? Does that add to comparison? It took a while for me to get to a point where I was less worried about, like, comparison and living in your shadow versus me just wanting to carve my own path.
Well, something. I'm glad that you kept the name.
Yes.
Because now I can take credit. Yeah, my son, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Arnold's pretty funny. This is like rich brat problems, right? I mean, come on. So now Malia is dropping her last name because apparently this first movie that she produced out there and directed. Let's be honest. Would she have gotten anywhere near the film festival or any of those things if it wasn't Malia Obama's project? The answer is no, okay? I can't even tell you who acted in her film. I can't tell you if there was any awards for those actors in those films because anything that anybody talked about it in regards to her film, it's the fact that it was her film, okay? That's it. That is all. Malia Obama, if she wants to drop the last name, fine, right? As you heard there from Patrick Schwarzenegger, he decided to keep his last name. I guess I could see where they feel like, you know, some people will think that it's nepotism, that they're, you know, getting all these things. But I don't know. I just feel like in that industry, it's such a small industry to begin with, right? Hollywood? How many Malias are there? Probably none. So dropping the last name, here's my advice, Malia, if you want to take it. If you really want to get away from the whole Obama name, I would say drop both your first and last name and not be Malia at all. Be like Becky somebody. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, and become a Republican. Yeah, change your party affiliation. Good thinking, Brian, the producer. And then, you know, go out there, use your social media, talk about how great Trump is. Like, I think if you really want to get away from all of that, you got to do those things. All right, let's discuss more coming up next.
Big news, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. Every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue Single Bottles. To order, call Rescue Product Consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Use code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's code WELLNESS for 33% off, plus 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com today.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
The Rob Carson Show.
What in the hell has happened to higher education? Honestly, it is absolutely foul. And I am glad this great awakening is happening and people are beginning to say, you know what? I think a four-year degree is a joke. A lot of the times it's a complete joke. Maybe it's time to screw Harvard. This is their comeuppance. After decades of abuse, thank God. I don't care if they go out of business. I don't care if Columbia goes out of business. It's no loss to me.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Going back here to WCBM.com just to look at the poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you agree with President Trump sending in the National Guard in Los Angeles to protect federal assets? Just so you know, final numbers here, 80% of you say yes, 20% of you say no. I'm just fine with it. You know, Obama, like I said, he did it back in 2015. Nobody had a problem with it then. And if you're talking about protecting the federal buildings, I mean, look, we're giving them federal money. So I'm fine with it. Real quick, I told you I would update you on the oil spill here in the Baltimore Harbor. You know, it was first to believe that 200 gallons spilled of oil spilled into the harbor. Then it was to 2,000 gallons, and now it's at 5,000 gallons of oil that was spilled. And of course, I asked online. I said, you know, what happened? Did somebody just go to lunch and leave it pumping? Like, how did this happen? Well, a very nice guy named Scotty, he actually responded to my question on X, and he said either a malfunctioning auto shutoff device or a bad reading on the initial volume of the tank to be filled. This guy says there are a lot of variables with these spills. I said, okay, thank you. So possibly, and I did hear some people chatting about it this morning, thinking that this person, because it was a third party that was doing this for Hopkins, they believed perhaps he did have a bad reading and that he filled it up as he normally would, but it could possibly have been already filled. And that's how this could have overfilled in this way. And so it looks like they did a pretty good job at containing it all, the best job that they could possibly do in this situation. So kudos and props to them on the cleanup. And they're saying that there's nothing wrong with the drinking water. Now, would I swim in the harbor? No, but I wouldn't swim under any circumstances. So, you know, it is what it is. But I just noted, it's like they said, oh, 200 gallons spilled. Oh, my bad, it's 5,000 gallons. She's like, wait, what? How did you mess that up? Well, anyways, that's what's going on with the oil spill. Also, a famous TikToker is in ICE custody. He's here illegally, apparently, and evading taxes. I would read his name to you, but I cannot pronounce it. He's from a country I believe, I want to say he's from Haiti, but he's a famous TikToker. And, of course, I'm not on TikTok like that, but the kids are all upset about it because he is in ICE custody. I think what really got him was evading the taxes. I guarantee you. I bet the IRS was like, get him. Get him. Right? Uncle Sam always wants his money, but I wonder how that's going to turn out because, like I said, there are a lot of young people upset. And then also Terry Moran suspended at ABC for posting about Stephen Miller. That's right, the advisor to President Trump. Apparently, he said some not so nice things about Stephen Miller. And ABC, of all places, suspended him for saying that. And I have to tell you, I'm a little shocked because ABC, not only do they lean left, in my opinion, they are all the way left. And then Caroline Levitt, the press secretary, she put out a post. She says, the other night, in a since-deleted post, so-called journalist Terry Moran went on a rampage against Stephen Miller and called President Trump a world-class hater. Caroline Levitt, remember her, our press secretary, she said, this is unhinged and unacceptable. And we have reached out to ABC to inquire about how they plan to hold Terry accountable. And then the next thing you know it, he was suspended. He was suspended. Interesting. I guess there's some companies, even though they're left, maybe they're not putting up with the shenanigans anymore. Maybe not. All right, tomorrow we already have a lot to talk about. Like I said, there's also new complaints about the dirt bikes in town. 17 attorney generals are suing ATF over plans to distribute machine gun conversion devices. What's that all about? We'll talk about that. Also, a body was pulled out of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge waters. As always, Brian, the producer, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know?